would you come live inside of me? You see, that's that relationship. That's that imputing of the Holy Spirit into our life and the blood of Christ washing away our sin. The third thing we see is God's invitation to us. God's invitation. See, God's invitation to salvation is open to anyone who will receive Jesus as Savior. So God loved us so much that He sent His own Son as a gift to us, and the invitation is open to everyone. Whosoever, it's like the old King James Bible says, whosoever will believe. That whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. The invitation is open to all. Not just the people who look like us, or act like us, or behave like us, and have jobs like us, or have education like us, or have no, it's open to everybody. The invitation that God brings out in Jesus Christ is open to all. The whosoever, I'm so glad I'm a whosoever today. I'm so glad that Jesus counted me as a whosoever, and the invitation was brought out to me. And I said, yes, at the age of 6 years old. I knew then that God was calling me to salvation. Have I been perfect? Oh, by no means. Did I get it right every time? By no means. Have I sinned since then? Whoo, yeah. But you see, when Jesus Christ came to this world, lived a sinless life, died on a cross for me and for you, you know what sins He died for? Not just the ones I committed before 6 years old. He died for them and the ones ever since. Some people don't get that. They think that Jesus just died for those sins and every other sin is going to build up after that. We have to answer for all of those things. Jesus died for all sins, not just the ones He can remember, not just the ones we can think about. He died for the penalty of all those sins. So when we come to Christ, we are forgiven forever, both ways, past, present, future, all. Why? Because Jesus' blood is all we need to satisfy the debt we owe to God. Now listen, as a believer, when I sin, you know what happens? Is that sin comes between me and God. And it's kind of like this. Just it's even dark like sin. It would be an interference between me and God. We're still in a relationship. But I don't feel close to God. I don't sense close. Listen, I don't desire to read my Bible. I don't want to pray. I'm chasing after that old bent nature of other things, but I'm still God's child. You see, Ephesians chapter 1 tells us that we are sealed to the day of redemption by the Holy Spirit of God, marking us as God's child. So that sin that I've committed in my life doesn't send me back to hell. I don't lose my salvation. It is what God has already done in me. He's imputed His Holy Spirit. He's imputed to me the seal of the Holy Spirit. I am His child for all eternity, and nothing can ever take that away from me. What God wants us to do by the Holy Spirit is to confess that sin to Him, repent of it, get it out of the way. In other words, Lord, you know I have a bad mouth. Lord, you know, I've been saying things that I shouldn't say. Would you please forgive me? And that relationship is back sealed shut. And we sense the closeness with our Father. And there's a new hunger and a new desire to walk in Him. There's a new desire to worship. There's a new desire to be with God's people. There's a new desire to really be, to pray and seek God for our, not only for ourselves, but for our family, for our church, for our friends. We know that God has greater things, and we're now in tune with God. That's what repentance as a Christian looks like. The invitation is open to all. whosoever believes. I love what Augustine said, that God loves each of us as if there was only one of us. God loves each of us like there was only one of us. The fourth truth in this passage is we see God's mercy. We see God's mercy. God's mercy transforms our future by giving us what we do not deserve, heaven. God's mercy gives us heaven. God's grace keeps us from hell. We see in verse 17, for God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world. Listen, if you're a Christian who likes to go around pointing out everybody else's sin, shame on you, because Jesus didn't even do that. Jesus knew the sin of the people around Him. Listen, God, He knows your sin too. And we have no place to judge others. Whenever you start saying, I would never do, and you finish that statement out by whatever you think you would never do, remember, Satan already knows what's in your closets of the things that you would do. And all he's doing is putting temptations in front of you to pull you back into your closet, to pull out some things that would not please God. See, maybe you wouldn't go out and cheat on your wife, but you know what you may do? You may cheat your neighbors. You may cheat at work. You may steal from the government. You may do these other things. There's opportunity for all of us to be a complete failure. There's opportunity for all of us to mess things up really, really bad. And embarrass ourselves, embarrass our family, ruin our reputation. Listen, we could be drugged through the mud very easily. You see, God has mercy on us too. God has mercy on us. See, our mind can't even begin to conceive this holiness of God, where even one sin is unacceptable. See, in God's perfection, we should be condemned. We should be condemned. Condemned in total separation from God. Listen, in a place that was created for Satan, a place called hell, God said no. 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 He had mercy upon us. He sent Jesus, His perfect gift, to give us salvation. He had grace on us through His mercy to bring salvation to us. Romans 11, 32 says, for God has imprisoned everyone in disobedience so He could have mercy on us all. There's no good people out here. There's no good, great, you know, there's no person over here that's okay, and that person over here is okay, and these people over here okay, that person okay. No, we're all in this together. Our sin has condemned us from birth. Our sin has condemned us. We've had this bent nature to sin and to lie since we were very little. God had mercy on us. Praise God for His mercy, for not giving us what we truly deserve. Mercy has been given to you and to me through Christ Jesus. Jesus did not come to put us in our place, the place that we deserve, but to give us the fullness of life on earth and all of eternity. Jesus hung out with sinners. Listen, those who were hooked on drugs, those who were hurting, those who had habits that they couldn't break. He was friends with them, according to Matthew chapter 11. Jesus was a friend of sinners. Jesus was our friend. And He came to show God's mercy. Came to give people a new beginning. Not a life filled with condemnation, but to relieve the guilt, the shame that came with this sin. God provides a way out. But you see, God never sends anyone to hell. That's a misconception that God sends people to hell. Our sin sends us to hell. Verse 17 says, when we reject Jesus Christ, we're condemned already. We're condemned already because our sin sends us to hell. Jesus is the only answer for our sin problem. So when we say no to Jesus, a person says no to Jesus for whatever reason, they don't feel they're good enough, you know, they think it's a big joke, they think it's a waste of time, whatever. When they say no to Jesus, they're condemned in their own sin. It's amazing how so many people will say no to the only way that God gave provision for salvation. They say no to God's gift. And they live and they die in their sin. The fifth truth is God's provision. God loves people so much that He has provided a means for them to spend all of eternity with Him. The latter part of verse 17 says, He did not condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. God did not send Jesus into the world to tell us how bad we are, but to tell us how good God really is and how great God loves us. God's love is for us. John Piper said it this way. I love what John Piper says. The wisdom of God has ordained a way for the love of God to deliver us from the wrath of God without compromising the justice of God. That's Jesus. That we have a way to salvation that doesn't compromise God's justice but fulfills it. Jesus is the only friend of sinners who loves us enough not to leave us the way that He found us. Listen, you don't have to clean up your life to come to Christ. You come to Christ and He'll clean it up for you. He's our friend. He loves us where we are, but He doesn't want to leave us that way. Praise God that God wants to grow us. God wants to change us and transform our life to where we don't look like we did 5 years ago or 10 years ago or 20 years ago. John 14, 6, Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father except through Me. Have you received Jesus as your Savior today? See, no one can make Jesus your Savior. It's something that you have to do intentionally. It's an act of your will. It's you saying yes to Christ. Verse 18 tells us, gives us this verdict of man. It says, whoever believes not is condemned. When you receive Jesus, you are no longer condemned in your sin. The penalty of your sin is transferred over to Jesus. You receive God's pardon by Jesus' sacrifice. A lot of part of verse 18 says, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already. What really hurts is when you come to church and you see other people going out hunting, you see them going fishing, you see them going doing everything else, planning family things or whatever, when they want and miss Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. Never see them at church. Do you not love Jesus enough? Look at the gift that God has given. Look at the things that Jesus has forgiven for you and for me. That we do not say yes to Christ and make Him our top priority and want to be involved with God's people and serving. You see, whoever believes is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already. It breaks my heart that there are people who say no to Jesus when the invitation is wide open for whosoever. Because they stand condemned already. Jesus didn't have to convince them of their sin. They're already in it. And that sin will send them to hell. God's love is sent to us as a gift in Jesus Christ. He came to live and to die and to bring us salvation. Would you receive him today? If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, would you receive him today? For the very first time in all of your life, would you simply say, Lord, I can't do this on my own. Lord, I've tried the religious stuff. I've tried to be in this place and to this place, and I've tried to do all the things that I thought were right, and God, I still come up short. It's because you never truly, in all of the simplicity, said, God, I can't do this. I have sin in my life. Lord, you already know what they are. I confess to you I'm a sinner. Lord, would you please remove those sins from me? And Jesus, I trust you. You are God's Son. I believe everything that the Bible says about you. Would you come live in my life? Make me a new person. I'll be your disciple. I'll follow you for the rest of my life. And you know what you do? You let somebody know about it. You just pray and ask God to forgive you. Ask God for Christ to come in your life and wash away all of your sins. And then you tell me, tell Pastor Brian, tell Michaela, tell Sarah, tell somebody around the decision that you've made for Jesus. And today is a brand new day for you. You walk in as a creation of God. You leave out as a child of God. Not because of this preaching, not because of this singing, but because of what Jesus has done in your life today. Jesus said today is the day of salvation. If you receive this free gift that God is offering you in Christ. See, we can celebrate Christmas and we can put our lights up and we can have all the gifts we want. We can have family around and we can be caught up in the spirit of Christmas all we want. But listen, if we don't have Jesus in our soul, we've missed it all. We've missed it all. That we're just doing tradition. We're just doing what society has implanted in us to do. We become a CEO person, huh? We get religious for Christmas, Easter, and other special occasions. Rather than say, you know what? I'm a born-again believer. I want to follow Christ. I'm his disciple. I want to learn as much as I can learn because I want to share what Jesus has done in my life with others. Do you know Jesus as your Savior today? Let's pray together. Father God, today, thank you for your gift. So often, God, when we read across John 3:16 and 17 and 18, we just kind of wash over it because it's so popular of a passage. God, we often take for granted the great gift in Jesus Christ that you've given to this world. You've given to us individually. Lord, I pray today if there's anyone in the sound of my voice who needs Christ as Savior, that today would be the day of salvation. That today be different. Lord, they would call out to you, and Lord, please forgive me my sin. You come live in my life. I make you Lord of my life. And God, that they tell us, they let us know. In Jesus' name, amen.
Stand with us, please.